Monroe County Council President Vic Kelson says the Monroe County Council has already paid $15,000 on an overall $42,000 bill.
At the very beginning of 2009, there were a number of requests for either transfers or additional appropriations coming in that were all associated with making this thing whole. But we didn't know whether this was the whole story. And so council held back on correcting these matters until we had a thorough accounting.
Steve Salter, financial representative with the auditor's office, presented a report at this week's council meeting itemizing expenditures under the grant. Salter said the problem happened because of, quote, posting errors, the majority of which he said occurred in 2007 and 2008. Council members expressed concern a similar situation not happen again, but Kelson says there are few preventative measures the council can take. Confusion also resulted in $18,000 of grant money left on the table, Kelson says.
You really hate to see that happen. If you work hard and go out to get a $120,000 grant and you only spend $112,000 or $102,000, it's really a lost opportunity to do some of the things that we have a hard time doing because funds are always short.
Kelson says money to repay the full $42,000 will come either from the Youth County Option Income Tax or the department's per diem fund. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.